The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/whoishe.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Come on, people. Entertaining talk radio broadcast on the goddamn internet. You can get more episodes like this, of course, on djnewstyleshow.com. And if you'd like to call the show as you're listening, as a live listener, you can do that. You know, non-live listeners can call as well, but you'll just get a voicemail message and you'll leave obscenities and I'll listen to them and wonder why I have no fucking online friends. Why don't I have real online friendships? Why can't I forge them in 140 character chunks? All they do is call me after the show is on and leave obscenities. But that's what true friendship is on the internet. Obscenities from anonymous strangers. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, the number to call is 316-768-4472. And I'm kind of just bugging out. I haven't done this for a while. It's been a few weeks. It's been a million weeks. I'm not even going to do the math right now. It has been 1 million weeks since I've done a show. And a lot has gone on. We've the first week off, we figure we've done a decent clip of shows for right now. Why don't we just take a break, take a little time off, play some StarCraft, and just waste our brains away, waste our night, and play a video game hosted by Koreans. And then, unfortunately, the next week, we were unable to do a show because I had a family issue, which, listen, at this point, I don't know that I'm really 100% ready to talk about yet. It's fuck. See, that really makes it sound mysterious. I want to know what you is it? No, this is fucking. I can't just put this out there like a goddamn like a goddamn radio guessing game and just trivialize everything. Hey guys, what do you think happened in my life? Send your notes in to djnewstyle@gmail. Thanksgiving. No, I'm not switching topics. I'm actually explaining. Hey guys, Thanksgiving. Slices of turkey. Let me tell you about it. It's delicious. You should try it. Put it in some salt water before you cook it. Thanksgiving. Yes, I am seeing texts in and by the way, I'm seeing everybody chat, the hordes of people that have showed up on heroestalk.com in the chat room. Feel free to join in. Thanksgiving break started off with a bit of a tragedy in my family. And I really wish it was something that I could just follow it up like I broke a toilet. I wish I could say that, but unfortunately, my grandmother had a massive stroke, and she's in the hospital, and she's not really doing too well, and that's kind of where I've been since then. Since Tuesday, when it happened, I left work, and and I haven't been there, you know, I mean, I've been there as much as I possibly could, but I've been there pretty much every day. And it's been kind of a rough thing. So I appreciate everything everybody said. When I left a very vague message on the Twitter. On the Twitter, guys. It's this new thing. The Twitter. On the DJ New Style Twitter, I meant to say. I didn't want to sound like a fucking 70-year-old man who just discovered that these magic letter boxes are for typing. I had a very vague message up there that indicated there was some kind of a family emergency. And that's really it. So, what I got for you is a funny show. No, listen, I didn't want to bring it down on a fucking down note, but you can't not acknowledge it. Like, I was going to just say, hey, you know, there's this thing. I'll explain it later. But then it really started to sound like maybe somebody I knew was shot in, like, a fucking gang fight. Or, like, involved in a drug deal that went bad or something. So I didn't want it to... I mean, that's far worse. Okay? That would be far worse. I mean... Okay, here's the thing. I'm not trivializing what happened, but I think it's hard to argue that being shot in a drug deal gone bad would be worse on multiple levels, let's just say. Because now it indicates that I'm of I'm kin with drug folk, and they're not good at it. So I don't want to just put any of these false thoughts or accusations out there. The real thing is, unfortunately, that's what happened. So again, I've gotten a lot of well wishes, and a lot of you have reached out, and I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry that I didn't clarify, but I hope you understand that. You know, I hope you understand that I didn't want to just like fucking put a goddamn billboard up on the side of the fucking road and just say, hey guys, guess what happened to me? Although I'm kind of doing that now. So that's why I feel like I'm really feeling like a fucking idiot, like, right now. I really kind of am. The one thing that I'm noticing from this, however, is that hospitals are really fucking scary, frightening, awful places. And when you see a gurney going by and it looks like there's some equipment in a box, just a big long flat box running by you, chances are that's not equipment in that box. That's probably the person that was in that room that's now empty that we were all sitting and joking outside of. I'd never seen this before. I've never seen, like, I've never been there when someone fucking, like, died. And somebody in a room near my grandmother's wasn't doing well. And they died. And they brought the person out on a gurney, but it was, like, in a box. I've never seen that. It was fucking bizarre to me. And I didn't know. It's not like I went in there to ask, hey, how's it going, guys? Like, to find out that they weren't doing well. I found out in a very peculiar way, in that most hospital food is garbage, and that's no new fucking territory. Anybody who's been in one or tried to eat at one knows this. So when you see anything worth eating or drinking, you get excited, and you want to have some. So when I walked to my grandmother's room, and outside her room, I saw across the hall, like in the hallway, I saw two carafes of coffee and like a plate of cookies. I got a little bit fucking excited. And I noticed that there were other people in the hallway that I hadn't really seen, and they were all enjoying this. So I thought, hey, this must be fucking coffee day. This must be coffee and cookie day for everybody who's, you know, going through hard times. It's about time. You fucks stepped up and threw something nice our way. Thanks, I appreciate this coffee and gingerbread cookies. And then I realized very quickly after my mom went in for a cookie that and the person goes, no, go ahead, take it. No, go ahead, take it. That's what the person eating the cookies. No, you go ahead and take it. The fucking coffee and cookies put there on this cart because the person didn't have long. And I was, before anybody ate these cookies, I was essentially pre-grave robbing. I was considering pre-grave robbing their delicious treats, and I couldn't, listen, I didn't get a taste of it, but it looked and fucking smelled awesome. So, you can think what you want of me, because I was really, really considering eating some of that family's food that they were going to absorb their grief into. But you didn't smell it, so just fuck you, okay? I learned, I don't know, man. This is just going fucking nowhere. Just going fucking nowhere. Because the person that was in that room obviously didn't have much of a shot. And you would know if you walked by because there was a sign that indicated that before you go in, you need to wash your hands and put on fucking gloves, booties, and a fucking N95 grade mask. Like the kind when you're sanding fucking shitty drywall. Like if you're me and you need to patch drywall and you have no patience, you'll just put 6 inches of this fucking paste up there and spend the next hour sanding dust onto the fucking floor wearing the mask that you would need to enter this room. And I'd never fucking experienced something like that. And I'm wondering as I'm standing outside, okay, is it because this person's frail? Or is it because this person's emitting toxins? Am I just sitting out here, you know, protected by several feet? Like, I could call, like, if it's the case where the person's too weak, I could honestly sneeze into that room because I'm in the hallway. Okay, listen, I did have that thought. It's not like I wanted to sneeze. I'm really painting myself into the corner of being like a tremendous asshole. Like, I'm not, I assure you, I'm not the type of person who would daydream about sneezing into a person with no immune system and stealing their cookies. But when you're left with your fucking thoughts and you're in a goddamn hospital hallway sitting on a vent because there's no fucking chairs anywhere, you think about these fucking things. And you do a lot of, hey, anybody need anything? Anybody need, you want some coffee? Just to get the fuck out. Just to go to Dunkin' Donuts. And to just see people that aren't at the saddest point of their fucking life. Okay, because we're not in the hospital wing where bouncing baby boys are fucking being placed in front, in little incubators and shit. And like people are, you know, putting their palm on glass and smiling at new life. We're at the other wing. So, it's really, really, really terrible. So I would go and frequently make little jaunts. And one of them was to Dunkin' Donuts. And actually, I went there today because I had taken a break from Dunkin' Donuts. And since I took a few of these coffee breaks to get my family some shit, I warmed back up to it. So today was the first day I went before work to get Dunkin' Donuts in a very long time. And there was a fucking issue. I'm not about to go into some, you know, like, I take exception with the cleanliness of this establishment, the quality of the goods. No. There was a goddamn lunatic in the fucking Dunkin' Donuts today. And I should have known, you could fucking see this type of person a mile away. It's the person that never slumps, perfect posture, quick gait, quick movements, look overly energetic, coked up kind of looking. I approach the building, he's out there. I hear him say something like, I ran six miles, 1,000 push-ups today. That's what I did. 1,000 push-ups in 6 miles. I'm ready to go. And he's in front of the door, and he's kind of in my way. So I want to be polite and also not get fucking a pin stuck in my abdomen. So I kind of just wait for him to either go in or just fucking move. And instead of doing either of those things, He grabs the door and swings it open and holds it for me in like a fucking Kramer from Seinfeld pace. That fucking zooming, rocketing pace, just pulling the fucking door open. And he says, and this is the point I knew. Like, I mean, the 6 miles, 1,000 push-up thing. Okay, whatever. But this is the point I knew. This guy's a fucking goddamn lunatic. There are gentlemen left in the world. He's holding a door for me. There are gentlemen left in the world. As he's holding this fucking door, letting people go. I was in there, and there's a long, long line. About five, maybe, if I want to exaggerate, I'd say 10 minutes. But really, it was probably 5 minutes. This guy is standing there, letting anybody who walks in know that, thanks to him, there's a gentleman left in the world. Anybody who would walk by. And then finally, he gives up his duty of being a doorman for Dunkin' Donuts. He walks in, and he goes right to the counter. Like, there is a fucking line. There's a goddamn maze with the fucking canvas rope. Everybody wants their fucking shit this morning. This guy goes right to the counter. Right to the fucking counter. Looks over. Pushes himself up. Peers his head over. And looks at the employee. Goes, let me see what you got. Looks at the guy's name tag. Ahmed. Ahmed. Cool shit. The name's Jones. Look it up in the phone book. And he looks around like this is supposed to get some huge fucking... Like he's in the goddamn Catskills. About to spin a fucking cane. Take a straw hat and just fucking do a dance with it. So he's doing this whole fucking thing now. Walking around and introducing himself to everybody and shaking hands. And I'm just waiting for something to happen. I'm just waiting for the point where he pulls out the shotgun and the robbery commences. And he fucking leaves with like a goddamn cruller and $100 crinkled up in his fucking dumb fist. But it never happens. Instead, what he decides to do is he decides to just start screaming, what happened to free donuts? At the top of his lungs. After introducing himself to poor Ahmed behind the counter, whatever happened to free donuts? That's this morning. This fucking morning, whatever happened to free donuts? I don't know. You woke up and they were no longer free. You had to pay for them. So he decided to ask everybody in his vicinity. And then he went back to the counter and started yelling at the fucking, abusing the staff. Whatever happened to free donuts? I've been coming here 30 years. He couldn't be a day over 35. Whatever happened to free donuts? So he stops mid-scream and notices this sign hanging. There's a sign that says, because it's an individually owned place, it says, if you have any questions or concerns about our franchise, please call so-and-so at this number. And he goes and runs over to the people near my area, and he kind of, like, takes the back of his hand and, like, pats me on the fucking chest and go, huh? I think I got one of those, maybe both. And I said, oh, okay. Yeah, good. A question and a concern. Yeah, no, go ahead, have at it. So he takes his cell phone out and calls the guy. And you can kind of hear, like, it's ringing for a while, and someone greets him. Hey, hello? Not even like a fucking, no salutation to the person he's frantically calling for no reason. Whatever happened to free donuts? And he, you know what, now I think about it, he was the guy who said donut instead of donuts. Whatever happened to free donuts? So he's screaming now into the phone, louder than he was screaming before, and the manager comes out of the back. And it's not the person on the phone, but he decides to hand his cell phone to her, look at her name tag, and go, Donna, you handle this! I don't know, Donna, you handle this. And I'm looking for any sign of, like, silliness or any fucking, any just indication that this guy is just putting this on, having a fucking ruse. But you can see in his eyes that he's just a fucking loon. This fucking guy is just screaming and ruining everybody's fucking day. And he's been there at this point for minutes. several 15 minutes, and I finally get to the register and I order my shit, and my shit gets fucked up. My entire order gets fucked up, and I say, hey, I ordered a fucking bagel and a coffee. And Ahmed goes, sorry, it's getting noisy in here. It's getting a little noisy. I couldn't hear you. And he kind of points his head towards him and rolls his eyes a little bit. And this fucking lunatic goes, you calling it noise? Sounds like music to me. Let me tell you. I like three things. The Counting Crows. And listen, I'm not a cop, people. But I smoke a little weed. And I like free donuts. And he's not shutting the fuck up. And I'm getting a little nervous. So I grab my shit and I start heading for the door. The guy goes, hey, buddy, see you later. Runs to the fucking door. Holds it for me. Again. He goes, there's a gentleman left in the world. Hey, buddy, the name's Jones. Look it up in the phone book. And like, I just fucking run past him. And I didn't see anybody. But there was a woman holding a baby walking in. And I brushed between him and her. The lady was coming through. I thought he was holding it for me, but he was really holding it for her. I didn't see her. I just busted through. He goes, yep, that's right. There's a gentleman left in the Dunkin' Donuts. And he just starts fucking screaming. And I'm wondering, what the... what does this guy have to gain? Is he really crazy? Or is this just fucking... Is this just an insane man? Is this just like somebody who's like zany? Or is it really just an actual certifiable lunatic? I can't tell. I didn't see him crack once. If he was putting on some kind of a fucking bit, it was the best thing I've ever seen. He actually, at one point, made a concerted effort to show Donna, the manager, that he wasn't dissatisfied with their lack of free donuts. After she answered, "Well, what happened to free donuts? They cost money." He goes, "You're the best manager in the history of Dunkin' Donuts, but my cup staying empty." And he just stormed about. So I left, and I couldn't stop thinking about this fucking dude. I couldn't stop thinking about this fucking guy. And I'm really, I kind of want to go back at the same time to see if this is a thing that goes on every day. Because this is a new Dunkin' Donuts for me. It's a new time to go to Dunkin' Donuts. And maybe this just happens all the time. Maybe this is just a fucking regular occurrence that these employees have to put up with every fucking day. Like, they probably dread 5 minutes before his arrival. I don't know. And he shows up and they have to grin and bear it. And that's it. Because I know that people working at Dunkin' Donuts and fast food places, they have their regular people that they just can't fucking stand. I've been eating a lot of shit lately because, you know, I went to Taco Bell and they were doing some construction, but they had the drive-thru open. And Taco Bell's got this one feminine-sounding drive-thru clerk. He's very feminine-sounding. If you were to hear his voice and another man's voice and someone said, hey, one of these men is gay, you would probably pick that guy because he is undoubtedly faggotish. No offense to the gays, but I'm just saying that hearing this man's voice, you would without a doubt say that this man is gay. And I've dealt with him before. I've been through the drive-thru. It's not my first fucking go around at Taco Bell. But they were doing construction, so they moved the menu a little bit. The little drive-through speaker thing has been repositioned in a temporary spot. And I'm behind a car, and they're ordering a ton of shit. And they're spending about 3 minutes, like, okay, I want three soft tacos and, like, you know, sour cream on it and cheese. And then I want two with no cheese. And they laid this whole order out. And all you hear is, now say what? Hold on. Did you say you wanted a soft taco? And I couldn't stop laughing. I fucking died. They asked him to repeat it. And he go, now say what? Did you say you wanted a soft taco? They literally described like 13 soft tacos that they wanted. Like 6 one way, 3 another. Like they fucking had it all written down. They were detailing it for the poor fucking guy. And he just really fucking blew it. So I'm laughing. These people get their order right. And all the while I was like, oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, but now wait, did you want some fire sauce? So I'm dying. I can't stop laughing for whatever reason. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you think about it, but to me, I am laughing at this gay man selling tacos in a drive-thru. And it's now my turn. And I've pulled up and he asks, now, can I help you? And I'm wondering why he didn't say like the usual, like, welcome to Taco Bell. You know, how can I help you? He said, now, can I help you? And it was all I could do to get my composure back to say, I need a moment. And I fucking rolled my window up and I got all the laughter out of me, violently convulsing. I'm throwing my fucking head around in the goddamn car. I'm laughing, hitting the fucking steering wheel. I collect myself. I roll the window down and I say, okay. And then I look up and I realize that because they repositioned the drive-thru menu, I am now in direct eye contact with the homosexual who's asking me what I wanted to eat. I had no idea. I had no fucking idea. And so I ordered a burrito, and I drove through. And now I'm just expecting to get this bag and open it up and unwrap it and just see it all, like, to see something that could be used as a dick mold. Where, oh, did you want the burrito? Because you ain't getting that thing unfucked. I'm going to be putting my dick up in that burrito. I done seen you laughing. I seen you. And anyway, he's very nice. He's like, oh, I remember you. You was here with that one girl with the glasses. And I'm like, yes, I was there with the girl with the glasses. She gave me a hard time with some coupons. And I'm like, yes, that's the very same woman. But she's not here right now. Yeah. Oh, I guess you didn't want no free fruitesia tonight? I guess you didn't want no free fruitesia, just one burrito? Is that it? Like, yeah, no, that's it, really. Okay. Because I know you try not to give me the coupons the one time you was here. I know you trying to double dip on a coupon. And I'm thinking, what am I going to lose if I just drive away right now? Because there can't be this conversation and then an enjoyable fucking morsel of fast food afterwards. It can't happen. This type of fucking equation never occurs in nature. You don't have a banter, borderline confrontational banter with a Taco Bell employee and not get something with bodily fluid smeared on or in it. So I just played it off. I got the burrito and I inspected it and it was perfect. There was no sour cream as I requested. Everything was good. And I ate it without incident. And now all I can do whenever I see that place is like, you know I fucked that white boy's burrito. You know I done put my dick in that white boy's burrito. I'm gonna get some queso in that bitch. I wonder what the fuck was going through his head. Because I was laughing probably for minutes in his plain fucking view. And it's obvious what I was laughing at. It's not like I was probably, like, he probably listening to, like, a Steve Martin album or some shit. He probably listening to Jim Carrey or whatever them white motherfuckers listen to. That's why he losing his shit right now. No, I was laughing at this flaming man selling me whatever the fuck a salsa roja is, or burrito or some shit, I don't know. But you can't not fuck with people when you work at fast food. You have to. You spend every shift working there praying for an opportunity like this so you can just let the goddamn the balloon go up and let all the other employees know to get out of the goddamn trenches and just fuck with everything. I worked at McDonald's in high school, and it was maybe every six transactions. Like, you hear from people when people you know start working. Oh, and yes, to clear it up, I ate the burrito. It was, you know what? It tasted like a Taco Bell burrito. What am I going to say? You put it out of your mind. Think about what else you eat that you don't even know, okay? I patched things up with that man. I patched things up with him. And I went back and I used a coupon for a free drink, and I offered it up immediately just to dispel that rumor that I was a coupon double dipper. I don't do that. I don't play that shit with coupons, and neither does Amanda. I was appalled that this man would insinuate that. And now, I don't think he would try to fucking put a cock dent in the top of my burrito. That motherfucker done ate a jizz-damn burrito. I told him not to do that. If he gonna get something, he meant to get something off the 79-cent menu. Choco Taco or some shit. You can't jizz in no Choco Taco. That shit factory sealed. That's actually a good move. If I ever really get a late-night craving for Taco Bell, I'll just get the Choco Taco. Because it is factory sealed. He can't... Like, I'll know if he jizzed in it then. If I see that the seal has been compromised, I can just expect that this man has ejaculated on my food. But working at McDonald's really did open my eyes to the fact that people don't really care that other people are well. And they're kind of excited by getting people to eat things that they didn't want to eat. You may have heard when maybe you were the age of just getting starting to get your first job, getting right in the workforce. You're about 14, maybe 16, and your friends, they have the shitty jobs, and some of them still have the same job. And you were hearing them say, dude, don't ever eat the fries. You go to McDonald's, don't ever eat the fries. Or, like, I'm telling you, the Happy Meal toy... You don't want to give it to your kids. Like, there's always some horrific thing that they would tell you about. And I'm here to tell you right now that, as exaggerated as it might seem, back it off about 20%, and that is the truth. Like, the Happy Meal toy, you probably don't want to give it to your kid just because it was handled by somebody who was holding on to their balls and then scooped ice into a cup with their hand. Just because someone looked at them wrong when they stepped up to the register. I worked with someone who would harvest his ball stank on his hand, his left hand. And when you saw him handling food with that hand, you know that he was putting his balls on this person's food. So usually he would do everything righty. I mean, he's still using his fucking left hand, but he would only handle food in his right hand unless you gave him some kind of fucking eye or you had some kind of fucking vibe. Like, this person was so in tune with nature and other people that he could just sense that this person is an evil person who deserves the stank of a 16-year-old McDonald's employee all over his fucking McChicken. I've seen it. I've been through it. It's a fucking hideous thing, and it's a terrible place because they'll hire anybody. So, I mean, I guess that's good because, like, you always know that if you lose all opportunities for employment, you can always go to McDonald's. That even the like homeless people are like, what am I going to do? Flip burgers? Like, they'd rather starve and freeze to death than work at McDonald's. So you always know that there is somewhere where anybody could earn money, and that's McDonald's. And that's great, and I'm glad that we have that. But should we really be hiring, mixing the two pools of people that work at McDonald's, the high school people, the people that are starting to enter the workforce, and the people that have failed at life for some reason or another? Should we really mix those two pools of individuals? Because there was a person that worked at McDonald's, probably 50 years old, 50-ish, not really a whole lot going on for him. I was 14 years old, and this dude would gather all of us up and talk to us about the sexual shit he would do with the fucking nugget sauces. He would explain in great detail how to eat a fucking vagina with sweet and sour sauce. Like it was the most romantic, erotic thing you could possibly do to somebody. Come home with seasoning and fucking marinades that you stole from work. That comes in packets, and just rub it all over their naughty parts. And his key, what he would say is, what you gotta do, I take the sweet and sour sauce, and I smear it all over. I smear it all over. And then I go out for like 2 hours. She's tied to the bed. I'm over at ShopRite buying groceries.
And I'm thinking, well, why would you buy groceries? You've already stolen all the necessary groceries from McDonald's for use with your vile sexual practices.
I go to ShopRite to buy the groceries, and then I come home, and she says, get it off me.
So romantic. This guy is if he's still alive, if he is still alive, there are different women that have been in this fucking scenario. He basically admitted to me that he ties women up and coats them in fucking cheap sauce and then eats it off of her hours later. I was 14 fucking years old. Like, I really didn't need to know this shit. This is also the guy who wanted to explain to everybody, you ever go to sleep on your hand? Basically that old trick. You go to sleep on your hand, and when you jerk off, it's like another person's jerking you off. I'm bringing a check home for my mom to, like, put in my bank account. And, like, I can't, like, when she asks how work is, I can't tell her that there's this fucking creep describing new ways to jerk off and how to use fucking sweet and sour and honey and shit. I can't fucking do that. He never tried anything. I think he just wanted to just kind of air out this shit to people, I guess, that he knew would not really care. Or, like, just not really tell anybody. But, I mean, like, I told everybody I ever knew, except, like, you know, people I would be embarrassed to tell. Like, I wouldn't tell my mom, hey, this guy basically told me how to eat a vagina, but the best part about it is he used my favorite nugget sauce. You can't do that, but I would tell all my friends. I'd tell everybody. I told the fucking manager. The manager just laughed. The guy at the helm of this fast food restaurant just laughed at this shit. And this was work. I was in the workforce. I was earning a wage. I was so fucking just optimistic, too, with people. Like, I'm in a fairly white neighborhood. So, Spanish, not really my language. Never really had too much exposure to it. Didn't even take it in high school. So, when I worked at McDonald's, you would notice a certain demographic working what they called the back line. The people who cooked the goddamn meat, who grilled the foods and whatever. A lot of times they didn't speak English.
These people wanted employment. They couldn't really work the register, so they worked the back line. And there was an older man, maybe 40 years old, who was a Spanish man. And he would frequently look at me and smile and then say things in Spanish and then say, repeat. And so I would just repeat it. I'm like, oh, he's teaching me Spanish. This kind old man, old, I understand, but this kind man is teaching me Spanish. I feel very worldly in my dumb fucking slacks and McDonald's hat and fucking teal collared shirt. Just the worst fucking uniform ever. But I feel like I'm connecting with people that have traditions and cultures completely different from mine. And then I realized after a few times that this guy, after I would repeat the things, would turn to the other Spaniards and just fucking howl. Like, he held it in the first few times. And then, like, maybe the fifth time, he got me to repeat, Apunta Americon. He just fucking howled with laughter. So fuck you! You fuck. The dude was calling me bitch faggot in Spanish for about 3 months. I had no fucking idea. And I just went along with it and smiled and repeated the shit. So, fast food. It's really, really, it gives you no skills. It gives you no skills, except you do get to hate a lot of people. And that is true. Casey is typing, the best part, he's still working there. He is. I bet you. Maybe at another one. Maybe at another one. He's still working there. I know that occasionally I'll go by and I will see one of the managers that used to work there. Like, the manager, so authoritative. Oh, the power they wield because they wear a goddamn tie instead of just a shirt. They have a fucking tie and no hat. So you gotta know, here's the guy calling all the fucking shots. Oh, man. This is a person where whenever he had to deal with a customer, he was so steeped in McDonald's culture that he would use the lingo from the job. Like, the customer would complain to a cashier, like, oh, there's no fucking cheeseburgers. I come here, McDonald's, no fucking cheeseburger. Where's the manager? So the manager comes by, rolling up his sleeves. Very sorry, sir. I got a run of 12 with it coming out soon. What the fuck does that mean? You might be saying, what the fuck does that mean? A run of 12 with it. You fucking piece of shit. How am I supposed to know what the fuck that means? Run a 12! Cheese it! Cheese it! They would scream that constantly when they wanted 12 cheeseburgers. That's it. That's all they ever had. Okay, run a 12! Cheese it! This is when they would make the shit and kind of just have it in a hot, steamy hopper. And then if you wanted a cheeseburger, it would come up and they'd pull it out of there. It was probably made at 11:30, right after that frantic breakfast switch. When you get that old guy who hobbled in 5 minutes late and he's just fucking throwing a fit because he can't get his deluxe fucking breakfast. Oh, my friend here, Sobers, who also worked at McDonald's, he knows the goddamn lingo. Sometimes the answer to, I need a run of 12, cheese it, would be called back from a Spanish man in broken English. His name might be Mufasa or fucking Raphael. But he would scream back, say, I got a run of 12, queuing, right now. And you would think, oh, queuing, like they're in a queue. They're to be served. Like they're waiting in line to be eaten. No, queuing. For those of you who don't know, that's just a nice way of saying microwaved. I have no idea if they even do this anymore. This might be like talking about fucking, well, when I was a kid, the 286 was the fucking, the heralded machine for home computing. But this fucking thing was a goddamn microwave, and they didn't even trust the hourly employees with fucking numbers. They literally just had pictures of the food on the buttons. And okay, maybe number like an A through Z based on like the amounts of sixes that you have in there. And you would get the food made from the people that are from other countries. They would put it in a plastic tray. They would hand it to you. And now your fingers better be moving fast because you got some fucking Big Macs to put in boxes and cheeseburgers to wrap. Those things don't wrap themselves. It's a goddamn assembly line. And you're the one doing the fucking packaging. So you take it. I remember the instructions I was given when I had to learn how to queue. Microwave! The fucking food. You take the Mac. We had 12 Big Macs waiting to be put in boxes. The guy, this is exactly how I explained it to him. You take the Mac, put it on the crown, you place it, you put a box, you close it, you put it on the sheet, and you do 11 more times. And then you put in the queue, and you hit Mac, and you hit B. And the fucking, it was really wrapping sandwiches, putting them on a tray, putting them in a microwave, and microwaving them. And I guess there was such a stigma with fast food. You couldn't say, oh, hey, asshole, yeah, the red-headed one, microwave me some shit. I need to serve it to these fucks right away. So they came up with, I need a run of 12. Cheese it. Run of 12 queuing. Oh, God damn it. And then Burger King did the, have it your fucking way. They made it right off the goddamn bat. They had piles of meat. They just throw it all together for you right off. Lickety fucking split. McDonald's followed suit. And I think queuing and knowing what that is a lost art. So you're welcome, everybody enjoying this podcast. You now know what queuing used to be. It was that embarrassing period in time when your McDonald's buns went from having the little grill marks on them to not having shit on them. To just eating fucking untoasted bread. Like soggy, microwave warm bread. That was the exact era I worked at McDonald's, and I probably wrapped some of your fucking shit. And let me tell you something. Occasionally I dipped my thumb right on the goddamn patty. I had to get back. I just had fucking, I would sit there performing this menial task. This, like, if I had nothing but a brainstem and fucking stuffed animal filling in my head, I would be able to get through this just by muscle memory. To wrap shit and fucking put it in the thing, slide it over there, look at my manager with his three fucking teeth. Okay, Stan! There's your run of 12! And it was just fucking miserable. Just fucking miserable. God damn it. So I hated it. So I intentionally fucked up a lot of times. And they noticed. And then they put me in the most demeaning position you could possibly be in when you work at McDonald's. The lobby. No, you're not greeting people. Nor are you handing out flyers or directing people to seats or anything that fucking lobby would indicate. Lobby means sweep the seats, pick up the sweepings, go in the bathroom, and clean the fucking shitters and fucking pissers. And make sure there's no fucking goddamn shakes down the fucking slides in the play place. So guess what? From being demoted to lobby, I just earned myself several 15-minute breaks. Because I don't think I cleaned one fucking toilet in the year or two that I worked there. I would just hang out either in the fucking play place, sitting in that one little blue fucking area that has like a built-in plastic table where the kids could bring their little fucking shit. I was just sitting there. Fucking wait. Before I knew how dirty the ball pits were, I would just chill in the fucking ball pit. Just wait. Just sitting and waiting. Because I'm not cleaning a fucking slide. I'm not a goddamn custodian. And I'm sure as fuck not scrubbing a goddamn toilet at McDonald's. Let me tell you something. They had mops. And they had brooms. Okay? But they sent you into that fucking war armed with nothing but wet fucking soapy rags. They sent you there with wet soapy rags and no fucking gloves. Our troops need gloves. If they're going to fight a war on crispy piss. The piss got was so old it became crispy and flaky. Piss does not flake. I tell you it does. Go to a fucking McDonald's and look at that little cup right in front of the fucking urinal. You know, the one with the seven hairs. And where you think, oh, well, the porcelain must have aged in that 1/4 inch. No, it's crispy, flaky piss. And that's because employees that work the lobby that are of sound mind realize that, fire me. Fucking fire me. Do me a favor and fucking remove my job from my possession. Release me. Because I'll just go and work at another fucking McDonald's. I'll extend my commute a minute and work at the next fucking McDonald's. And fuck off there until they fire me. Then I'll go back to the other one. We had people that would get fired, work at the other McDonald's, get fired there, and come back to this one. And one guy got fucking fired. One guy was committing crimes. And he got rehired. He was working the fucking drive-thru. I know the kid's name. I'll never forget the fucking guy. Just fucking coated in pimples. The type of kid that where you want to take each fist and put them on each ear and just see like 7 zits pop at the fucking same time. The guy would work at the drive-thru giving the orders. And anything over $10, he would tack on $1 to the cost. So you're thinking, well, why would he do that? This is before credit cards, okay? And this is before those fancy menus that tell you what you owe. Back then, your trust was in the person in that fucking booth. And oftentimes they were fucking you. This guy would have pockets filled with singles. Every day. He worked there every fucking day. And he did that every day. And he got caught once. Because he was flashing his fucking thing. And he got caught on the camera. He was fanning out his fucking bills like Virgil. Just fucking mean mugging at a goddamn fry cook. And fanning singles. And putting them back in his fucking pocket. And he got fucking fired. Rightfully so. You would think he's stealing. He's stealing money. Fire. They fire him. 1 month fucking later, they rehired him. 6 months later, they fire him again because he kept doing it. This guy ping-ponged back and forth between 2 to maybe 4 fucking McDonald's. Because we're in a part where the guy has at least 6 options. I'll just go to the fucking mall. Hey, I'll go down 46. All right? I'll go over to 10. Don't fuck me over. Fire me. This guy probably made like 20 grand. Seriously. Just fucking people over at fast food places. What a fucking asshole. What a fucking asshole. And you know what? He got away with it. Like, he should have been getting arrested. He should have just been arrested. But they kept putting him in the position to commit crimes over and fucking over again. They'll hire anybody. They will hire fucking anybody. And yes, they are living up to that heartwarming commercial in the 80s of don't throw me away. And they are hiring the mentally challenged and completely. I love that. I think that's great. But when an employee likes to fuck off a little bit and they get punished by doing several weeks of lobby, guess who their fucking co-pilot is? Huh? Okay. The one who's not being thrown away is actually throwing the shit away and refilling the ketchups and refusing to clean the fucking bathroom. You have to con these people, these mentally challenged people, into taking up the bathroom duties by saying it's a very prestigious task and really trying to convince them into doing it. Because let's face it, if I'm going to invent breaks for myself, as I could, because I'm working lobby, I don't really want to spend 15 minutes in the fucking pisser when some flannel-coated, fat fucking camouflage hat asshole comes in there to take a loud piss and fucking sigh while he's doing it. I don't know why. Everybody who drives a truck sighs whenever they fucking piss. That's what I've learned from the fucking McDonald's bathroom. The first time I'm in there, I'm just like, oh, fuck, I gotta clean this place. Okay, well, you know what? I'll mop the floor first. Mop the floor. All right, this hand dryer. I'll clean the hand dryer. The mirror. If they see spots on the mirror, they'll think I didn't do anything, so they'll see a clean mirror. They won't even look around, okay? All right, I'll just do the sink. And I'm in there doing this. In the middle of all this shit, this guy comes in. And a three-minute sigh while pissing. I don't know what kind of work a trucker does, but whatever it is, it's fucking stressful and tiring. Anybody who can sigh for 3 fucking minutes is just living a tough life. And I didn't want to experience that anymore. So I moved on, left the fast food world behind me, and I worked at a different place. I worked at a Frank's Nursery and Crafts. They sold Christmas trees, pumpkins, and dirt. And that's where I worked. And it's retail. My first stint working in retail. And if anybody has worked in retail, you might know that from communicating with some of your coworkers that really the only fucking thing retail employees love to talk about is how tired they are. I knew a guy that I worked with for years. I worked with the guy for a couple years. I worked at that place. He was there the whole time. I don't even know his fucking name. I only know that whenever I said, hey, what's going on? He goes, tired. That's all I ever fucking got from the guy. Tired. Oh, all right. Sorry. What do you want from me? Just tired. And it's not bad enough that that's all they have. That's the only common ground they can seem to try and discuss. There's always the one guy who has to prove he's more tired than everybody else. You couldn't possibly be more tired than this guy. Oh, man, I'm so fucking tired, dude. I went to sleep at like 4 a.m. I haven't slept in 2 days. I haven't slept in 2 fucking days, dude. Fuck, I'm here till fucking 9. And that's the other thing. How long they're there till, or when they're taking their break. These are the only things they give a shit about. Like, hey, I'm on break, dude. You handle it. You fucking handle it. I'm on break. Then why are you here? Just go sit in your car and fucking think about what went wrong for a little while. I noticed that working this retail job was decent. It was a decent experience because I got to employ some of the tactics that I had experimented with while working lobby at McDonald's. The art of just getting lost and disappearing for up to 30 minutes while on the clock. It's a thing that you master within 6 months of working a job at retail. You can be a fucking apparition. You will find the spots that no one will look. When they call you,
can't you register at your leisure?
cantina register at your leisure.
they would actually say at your leisure. Like, I'm just gonna fucking stroll up, enjoy myself, and scan a few items for these fucking people. These miserable fucks who complain, you don't have yarn anymore! Well, I'm sorry, my name's not fucking Frank. Look at my shitty vest. Do you think I enjoy being here? Do you honestly? I smell like cow shit. You know why? Because I was putting dehydrated cow shit in a goddamn fucking Chevy station wagon. And it rained yesterday. So it's not even dehydrated. It's rehydrated. It's just cow shit. I smell like that, and I'm supposed to be sunny to you. And this job really, really hit a stride when they realized, hey, business is not going so well. Business isn't going so well for us. Partly because, I guess, the guys aren't wearing nice enough clothes. There's not a friendly enough environment. I mean, look at what Circuit City's doing. All their people are wearing red shirts and khakis. Naturally, people at Frank should be wearing green shirts and khakis. So now we got to wear khakis. We got to tuck our shirts in. We got to smile. We have to do all this fucking shit that I refuse to do. And they didn't like me. They didn't enjoy me. And neither did the people that worked there. I had maybe one fucking friend at that place. Everybody else was just out of their fucking mind. There was this one lady named Marianne who worked at Frank's. She was really nice, right? But she would have, like, nervous breakdowns. She was in charge of the outdoor section. This was this, like, gardening area. And I guess because she was from Maine, she took some fucking pride in this. And she would get the shipment of plants. And she'd have to remove all the plants from the goddamn fucking nursery. Everything had to go. Clear it all out. Fucking 2 hours of work just because she got four fucking shrubs. Rake all the beds. Rake the garden beds. We gotta line these up. Adam is coming. Oh, not fucking Adam. Some asshole in a fucking used luxury car. Like, you know when someone tries to seem like they've got power? Like, they want to be the type of person that is a baller. So they buy what they think would be a status vehicle. Except it's a piece of shit. This guy bought a used Jaguar. Or Jaguar. Or if you want to really fuck it up, Jaguar. And it was dented and horrible, but he drove that thing like he was the fucking king rolling in. With his fucking sunglasses and driving gloves. He had fucking driving gloves for this piece of shit. I don't even think it had a trunk. I don't even think he had a goddamn fucking trunk. And he had fucking driving gloves on. Rolling into this fucking parking lot. To visually inspect the work that his minions were doing. And he would walk, Adam is coming! Tuck your shirt in! Oh, why? Because he's going to fire me from this place that isn't going to exist anymore? In like 6 months. It's just fucking hideous. I don't know why I'm talking about what, every shitty job I have? Is that really what I'm doing? Because that's it. Frank's and McDonald's. Tired. Fucking retail people. And you know what really pissed me off? The fact that I worked retail and then I have to go into retail places today and deal with people that work retail. Fucking hate it. We were at Kohl's. This is when they were setting up shit for the fucking holidays. And I guess it was a late night for them. They're just getting ready for tomorrow's sales. And they're just sitting there, just talking shit next to a goddamn U-boat or whatever the fuck it is. Some fucking pallet jack, some pots and pans or some shit. Sitting on the fucking box. I got 4 more hours to go. Dude, lucky you. Look you, I'm losing my fucking mind. I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. I don't know of anybody who works retail that enjoys hearing retail banter. I think it just, that and Christmas music are the two things that you will, that you hate. You grow to hate
if you ever work a retail job. If you ever have to hear fucking "oh, Tannenbaum" or "tired" ever again, you just lose your fucking mind and you wanna scream at people. But can't get enough. Gotta go shopping. It's Christmas time. You gotta go to the stores and buy some gifts. You gotta go out there. You gotta hit the goddamn fucking the Black Friday sale. I don't know if any of you are the type of people that would go and crowd a store to save a little money. I never was. But my girlfriend's a shopper. She really does enjoy a sale. So we decided, hey, we're having a pretty fucking bad Thanksgiving. Let's go and see what some of the sales are. And we noticed that, oh, Toys R Us is opening at 10 p.m. That seems pretty weird. I bet you nobody's there. So we'll just go. And when we got there, the line was a half mile long. And I'm not even exaggerating. You could drive your car. You would have to. From the front of the line to the end of the line. And I couldn't, for the life of me, even think, what the fuck are they going to get when they go in there? What are you going to get? What are you hoping to fucking buy when you step through those fucking doors? A Dora the Explorer fucking little swing? What the, like, that shit is available all year round. Is there any fucking holiday toy this year? Is there a Tickle Me Elmo or a Cabbage Patch fucking doll? Is there any of that shit? I really have no fucking clue. No clue. I have snots. I just gotta let you know because I'm gonna do this. So. Okay. I had to. Yeah, I mean, I guess you would save a few dollars on something. So you got to get it, right? And you got to get it right at that minute. You have to line up before the store opens. To answer some of you in the chat room wondering, like, how long did you wait in line? Why would you wait in that line? I went to the line, and I instantly thought, this is going to be the greatest video I ever record. And I patted my pockets down. And I did not have my fucking camera. So I traveled to the end of the line. And I tried to just listen to some of the shit that's going on. I wanted to hear, like, oh, they got one here, I heard. Or if not, then what we'll do is we'll go to Easton, PA. Or, like, I wanted to hear that. But it's really just, yeah, shit. But we had some fucking yams. And you know what we do is we make a green bean casserole. You know, it's a little recipe. And that's not, I mean, I love green bean casserole, but to the people that fucking love to claim it as, like, this fucking thing they dreamt up, just, we all know, we all saw the same fucking can with the printed label. It's delicious, but you don't have to steal credit from the people who fucking came up with it. Stop acting like it's this fucking recipe that came over on the fucking Mayflower with your fucking family. But they just sit there, they were just talking about nothing, and I couldn't get a sense of what they were all parading there for, so we just fucking left. And we went to drive out of there. It's about 10 p.m., so the store is opening, and the line wasn't moving. So we drive away, and we pass Best Buy, just passing it on the way out. And we notice, hey, there's a line about half as long as the Toys R Us line at fucking Best Buy. And it's 10 p.m. Best Buy didn't open until fucking 4 a.m. There's a quarter mile line at a place that's got fucking 6 hours to go. Who the fuck would wait there? Who would wait there? Oh, I looked at the circular. Oh, they had a good deal on an HDTV. You could get a nice plasma. Yeah. Or you could go on Amazon and order it that fucking minute and just have it shipped to you, which is what I did. Fuck Best Buy. I ordered my TV on Amazon. Nice 55-inch fucking TV. LED fucking TV. Great goddamn deal. Cheaper than Best Buy because there's no tax. It's all good. Amazon. However, what I didn't notice is I accidentally fucked up the shipping address. I fucked the shipping address up. I crossed it with the billing address. I had it shipping to Amanda's house and billed to my house. So if all things play out, this large TV is going to be 2 hours south, which is terrible. And you're hearing this. You're saying, well, obviously, it's not an issue because you can just change it in Amazon. I couldn't. I couldn't change it in Amazon because it was marked as shipped. By the time I noticed, which was the next morning, I ordered it that night. The next morning, it was marked as shipped. Nothing they could do. Now, you might just say, well, I mean, Amazon's selling you the TV. Why wouldn't they be able to just change the fucking address? Because it's one of Amazon's vendors. I bought a fucking TV from one of their dumb vendors. And I didn't check the fucking reviews of the vendors because I didn't think it was coming from somebody else. And I looked at the review. I made the mistake of looking at these reviews, and my heart exploded in on itself. It imploded and shriveled into a hard ball that you would play pinball with or fucking shoot one of your friends in the face, forever blinding them. The reviews were not favorable. In fact, all but two reviews were one-star reviews. And you couldn't leave 0 stars in this rating system. The two reviews that were not, however, were perfect 4-star reviews and said things like, I love this store. Just ordered my TV. No problems. And the other one said, I love company name. And I'm thinking, maybe, you know, luck could be in our favor. Maybe we could experience the luck that company name lover 20 experienced in his positive review. So my new TV, I see it shipped, so it's probably on the way to Amanda's house. And I gotta figure out, how the fuck can I cancel this fucking order? I wanna cancel this fucking order. I know it says shipped, maybe there's just an outside chance it's just been marked to ship. Maybe it's just fucking an outside chance they could just stop it, or something. So I call, Amanda calls the place. And the person at the vendor,
hello, how can I help you? Oh, yes, you bought a TV from us. Okay. 55 inches Samsung. It's a hot item. Hot item.
I don't know if any of you have seen Don't Mess With the Zohan, but there's an electronics store in that movie where these people, they rip apart the fucking electronics, and they tear out the insides and put like a misspelled Sony name and sell it. And the guy says, "Hey, I came here for a Sony." No, this is Colby. It has Sony guts, and that's the exact voice I heard when I heard this man on my speakerphone. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. It was this Sony. It is Sony, but it has Sony guts. And we tried talking to him. He couldn't do anything that day. He says you have to call back tomorrow. Mike will be in tomorrow. Okay, I'll talk to Mike. What's Mike's extension? 123. Oh, okay, great. You guys are probably a big fucking company that he can have 123. Maybe this is a big coincidence. So I go and I'm just idly, you know, talking to my dad, and he mentions, hey, the TV. when are you getting it? I'm like, oh, there's a problem. We fucked up the shipping address, and we realized it's like these Russian dudes. And he's like, oh, you're not getting that TV. I'm like, well, I want to cancel. He's like, no, you don't understand. I used to see these places with what I used to do. We used to actually deal with these people. They have remanufacturing facilities where they sell shit as new. So now I'm thinking, oh, what the fuck? What am I going to fucking get? I got to cancel this fucking thing. So it comes to pass that Mike isn't even there, and I have to handle everything on Monday because no one was there, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, whatever. No one was fucking there. So Monday morning, I call these people, and they explained to me that, oh, yes, we can cancel the order. I said, okay, great, but we're going to have a restocking fee. I'm like, okay, well, how much is the fee? It depends on how much it costs to ship back to us. I said, well, okay, let me call the shipping company and I'll call you back. I call the shipping company and they explain that, you can change the address. Something, and all right, maybe, I'll just give it a shot. I'll avoid the restocking fee and I'll just change the address to the shipping company. It'd be great. Like, yeah. You change the address. What's the address? I'm like, oh, okay, here it is. They go, okay, great. I just have to call the vendor and approve that. I'm thinking, ugh. Okay. They do that. They don't approve it. They claim that Amazon won't pay them because I'll have no proof that they delivered it to the correct address. So I said, well, where is the package now? They said, oh, it's in Newark Airport. I'm like, oh, great. Well, the company's in New York. Don't ship it to me. Everything will be fine. Okay, well, I got to send, approval for that, and I'll let you know. I'm like, oh, great. I call the other guy back. I'm like, okay, we're going to send it back to you, and it shouldn't be that expensive because it's already in Newark. He's like, no, you don't. You have to refuse the package at the door. I have to refuse the package and send back. It could be to ship $100, $150. I'm like, oh, well, okay. I mean, that sucks. That's not too bad. It's like each way, though. I'm like, so you're saying like around $300 I have to fucking take off the TV just to give it back to you? Yes. So you can sell it to another person. They can discover how shitty you are and you make another $300. Or, I'm sorry, $250 because it's probably only $50 to fucking ship the thing. Keep in mind, I didn't pay dime one to ship this thing because it was free shipping day on goddamn Amazon. So I canceled the order. I canceled it. And I complained to Amazon. And I complained really hard. when you make a complaint and you try and yell and you get nowhere and you end up like completely fucking yourself? I didn't do that. Instead, I expressed how miserable the experience was. In fact, as Pristine is saying right now, I complained the shit out of them. I basically handled it such that I told them everything. I had merely fucked up the shipping address. I wanted to change that. They wouldn't do it. I realized how shitty the company was and how much they were going to keep of my money when they refunded whatever they were going to give me. And I also said, the amount that they're going to fucking charge me seems to be pretty fucking arbitrary. They're going to just make it up. It could be $600 for all I know. Who fucking knows? And through all that, the guy goes, well, I love TVs too. If you bought one from Amazon, then we probably could have done something. But, it's a vendor. So, basically, we're not really able to do anything. And I know, it's, if I were in your position, I would be doing the same things that you would be trying, and I would be, yeah, but is there anything you could do? I really wanted this TV. I really wanted this TV. And now I'm not going to have the money to buy it because they're going to keep some of it, and I noticed you guys are selling it, and I wish I had just bought it from you guys directly. Well, listen, I think I could do something here. I love TV just as much as the next guy, and I'll tell you what, if you were to purchase a TV, not from our vendor, but directly from us, I will take the amount that they don't refund you, the amount they keep for the shipping, and apply it to your next purchase. And I'm thinking, fuck. I'm thinking, first of all, the bad company's getting fucked by not getting a fucking sale. They're definitely getting another one-star review. And I'm getting a better TV because they don't sell. Actually, the TV I was buying is a prior fucking model. It's a goddamn leftover that I was buying. So there's no way it was going to be new. That thing had been hollowed out. And then he hung up the phone and I got a call on my cell phone. Yes. Oh, and by the way, I heard you got fucked on a TV. Yeah, you could thank me for that. Mm-hmm. You see, your little coupon shit don't work on no Amazon. You could try that, but you can't double dip on no Amazon gift card receipt. No, you have to keep your motherfucking goddamn mind straight. Yeah, we're just bringing it around full circle. Everybody is bringing up references in the chat room that are from other parts of the show. I thought it'd be nice to just do the gay Taco Bell guy impression, calling it that. But no, now they're going back to how I should go clean toilets. Maybe go take a 15-minute break somewhere. We used to hide in the truck. Fucking Franks. They just had a fucking a tractor trailer, like trailer, just sitting in the bay, like just to store shit in there. I would just hide in there and eat candy that I stole. That was my lunch. Candy from the fucking registers. Because I refused to bring a fucking lunch and store it in that fucking fridge, which something died in once. One last story about that fucking, about the retail job. By the way, I am expecting to have a nice TV. Provided everything from company to not be named right now. Everything gets canceled on time. Everything works out. I'll have a nice fucking TV. Set that shit up. And just burn it into my fucking brain and retinas. And just fucking just completely zone out. Drool all over my fucking shirt. When I worked at Frank's, I didn't eat anything that I brought there. I bought candy to eat for fucking lunch. And I didn't even do that very often because the whole place fucking disgusted me because there were dead rats in, like, storage areas and shit, and glue traps everywhere. And the glue traps had fucking animals stuck to them once, okay? Occasionally you'd find, like, an animal that got caught by the glue trap, which is the idea of it. Except instead of being a box that it crawled into, the glue trap just fucking collapsed and it became a glue sheet. So anything would get caught on it. And I remember once, a little sparrow, a little fucking, little sparrow was flying into the, what they called the poly house. And that was so clever because it was a greenhouse made out of plastic. Flew into the fucking poly house, did a little loopy-loo, and landed gracefully on a glue trap. So I called the manager. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I didn't want, you know, this bird was living. So I called the manager and I'm like, hey, Larry, you know, this glue trap, there's a bird on it. And, you know, it just landed there. He's like, oh, okay. All right. I'll take care of it. And so me and my buddy, my one friend from that place, we go to the poly house and follow Larry there. And Larry just kind of, we start bullshitting because we're like, you know, Larry's going to take care of this. I don't know what the fuck to do. I mean, he's the manager. Fucking manage. Do your shit. Larry, we're talking. Larry And I don't know that he opened with this. We kind of just looked at it and goes, hmm. And he brought his knee to his chest and powerfully stomped on that fucking sparrow and said, I hate birds, and walked back to his office. Oh, shit. I was trying to save this little bird. I thought he could clip it out, something like that. Him and his thick fucking Coke bottle glasses and his parted hair. Just killing this fucking thing with his really shitty brand, like a nurse shoe, a black nurse shoe. Like when Rockport started selling sneakers at Payless. I hate birds. Powerful stomp. It shook us. We stopped talking. We're holy shit. I hate birds. So I tell this story to one of the other managers. I'm like, hey, you know, Larry's kind of fucked up. He just totally stomped a fucking sparrow. And he's like, yeah, he did. We saw him do that once when we were showing the regional manager the Poly House, and a rat came out, and he said, ooh, and stomped the rat right on his fucking head. This guy, he slayed so many fucking small creatures at that place. The rat didn't eat the bird guts. This is a completely different occasion. This big old doddering rat slowly ambled out, instead of like shooing it away or anything. I mean, it's a rat, so who cares? Larry fucking stomped its skull. And like and the way they explained it to me, like the visual they gave me, they did it with their own foot, and they gave the shoe grind, like you're trying to put out a cigarette. So he stomped it and then he went with the fucking sneaker. I just spit on my beard. Just that's for the sound. I did that for you just to make the sound. But I need to take a break. I need to take a break. I needed something to drink. So, this is the DJ New Style Show. On Hear Us Talk, that's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hi, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show. I really appreciate you pretending to enjoy my brand of terrible, unlistenable shit that I throw down your fucking ears every Tuesday night. What you need to do, in addition to this, is go to theawfulhour.com, and you'll hear something like this.
So I'm like, okay, if I fucking do 85 the whole way, I can make this fucker. You know, I can get it back. So we're approaching Staten Island. My sister goes over to me. She's like, we gotta pull over. I'm like, what? She's like, I gotta take a shit. Like, she's like, I got one brewing. I can't do it. She takes her fucking shoes off. She has her fucking knees up to her chest. It's like serious now. So I'm like, come on. Can't you just hold it? Can't you just hold it for 15 fucking minutes?
No, dude. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
No, I think. If money's on the line, if there's cash on the line, if there's real repercussions to you having to take this shit, you fucking hold it. You cork it. But my guess is that she was experiencing what friends in college would call the needle. Do you ever get that point?
What's the needle?
You can only hold a shit back for so long before you get these pains someone is stabbing you in the gut.
Yeah, I've dealt with that.
So she's beyond that fucking point. So I pull off the goddamn turnpike and we're in some shitty Wendy's. So I'm like, Joy, I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, you know, Joy, help me out here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we gotta get this fucking car back. She's like, I gotta crap. So she goes running into the Wendy's. And then 20
minutes. Better than a girl telling you she has to take a dump.
Yeah. And it's my sister, so I can't just tell her to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Because she's my sister.
So if that was your girlfriend or your wife, you're gonna tell her to shut the fuck up and shit her pants?
Yeah, maybe just I think I'd make her just shit her pants.
That's fucking awful.
It's just for the laugh. Then we have a story.
The Awful Hour is a 90-minute podcast hosted by Veal Chop and Tony. You can get it and subscribe and listen every time there's a new episode at theawfulhour.com. The Awful Hour is a proud member of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
We're on break. Stop crying your little fucking eyes out, you little bitches. The DJ Newstyle Show will be right back.
You're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show on HearUsTalk.com. Join us live every Thursday night for Best in Show Radio.
I couldn't believe somebody thought I looked Italian.
Our buddy Ken from Hutt, is saying in the Palto Crew, it's because Keith looks like AJ Soprano.
That I did hear. On the way here, Fred and I were talking about, I literally had two drunken guys from England one night come up to me in this bar club and talk to me for 15 minutes convinced I was Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins. They're writing down the club they DJ in London, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be in London in like 2 weeks, and like these guys are all excited. Like, it was ridiculous. And I was with my friend Chris and his wife as they come
did
over.
Did you have to pay for a drink?
No, they definitely bought me a drink.
Once you take the drink, you're buying into it. Like you can't say, oh, psych, I'm really not Billy Corgan. You wasted a drink on me.
As they come walking up to me, they're like, Billy Corgan, Billy Corgan, and he holds out his hands, and my friend immediately steps in front of me and goes, guys, come on, don't crowd him. And they like back up and apologize, and then when they apologize, I'm like, oh my god, these guys really think I'm Billy Corgan. And for a while, when we were both skinny, I definitely looked exactly like
him. You definitely looked exactly like Billy Corgan, 100%.
I did feel bad, because one of them was like, man, your songs, man, they've really gotten me through tough times. And then that's when I couldn't be like, yeah, I'm joking. I was just like...
Well, your response should have been like, yo, faggot.
My response was, that's why I do it.
So, not only do you have the capacity to be a douche, you have the capacity to be a douche on behalf of someone else.
Best in Show Radio is live every Thursday night on HearUsTalk.com. The thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the home of several fantastic recommended podcasts. Things you need to listen to whenever there's a new episode. HearUsTalk.com/recommended. These are podcasts that a lot of us listen to. Currently, they're my picks. There's a lot more coming to that site in the future. Pretty soon, you might have a say what shows up. But you want to know a place where you always have a say, where you can always contribute and be a part of things? It's ICU2. If you go there, ICU2.com, you can download 2009 People's Choice Award-winning software for internet communication. Now, think about internet communication. Think about what it's all about. You type to people. You want to talk to people. Maybe you want to be face-to-face with the person you're talking to from wherever you or they might be. Well, ICU2 lets that happen. You can be face-to-face from any place with ICU2, and it's free to try for your Windows computer. Go to ICU2.com. Download it today, people. It's fucking free to try. What are you goddamn waiting for? You sons of bitches that haven't tried it are missing out on a whole fucking thing. A whole goddamn platform that we've been crowing about for, you know how fucking long? A long fucking time. And you know why? Because they're fantastic. ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Yeah. And you know, by the way, the Awful Hour, we played a promo there during the brief break we just took. Veal Chop is probably my favorite Twitter user of all time. Absolute fucking favorite Twitter user of all time. If you're not following him, it's twitter.com/theawfulhour. The? Why do I say the all the time? It's the. The fuck is wrong with me? twitter.com/theawfulhour. It's the awful hour! The very same! God fucking damn. My head's been scrambled. I'm sorry, guys. I have to apologize for my lack of preparation. I hope you understand that, that a lot of this is kind of off the cuff. It's not the usual prepped thing that we usually put on. Shawnee Murphy couldn't be here tonight. He's got other obligations. He'll be back next week. So don't worry about it. We got some shit going on. And the thing is, I'm not becoming unhinged. I'm not. You know what? Fuck. The fact that I just read that Pristine wrote Ken is coming unhinged before our very ears kind of did cause me to unhinge. And by the way, happy birthday to Pristine, who had a birthday last Tuesday. I was hoping to see him sometime this week. I don't think that's going to happen, buddy. But maybe soon. Maybe soon. But definitely before the end of the fucking month. Next month. That means the year. Because the year is ending. Do you understand? 2010 is going to be no more. And it just seems like we just rung it in. And it's just fucking flying by. Shop for Christmas. Buy your fucking gifts. Do everything. And the whole fucking year is going to be gone. And then we do it all over again. And that's it. We make some more promises. We put it out there. Oh, we got to meet up. We got to do more. We got to be better friends. And it just rolls on and on and on and on. Until one day you realize, hey, I probably could have made that happen. I probably could have done that. But it seemed like I couldn't then. So I didn't. And then after that, it seemed too long before, I should have. So I didn't then. And then it just became a ball of excuses. And then you find yourself... where am I going? Where can you possibly go with that? You're not going to a happy place with that kind of fucking thinking. No, you're not. You know what really fucking irritates me? And I've come across a few of these in my life. These fucking dudes that are obsessed with proving to you that they enjoy vagina. Now, you may think like, oh, well, the guy, you know, this guy just talks about how he loves fucking, you know, broads all the time. But like, there's a certain crop of fucking guys that cannot have a conversation with you without talking about how much they'd love to just fuck somebody they know, don't know, or hope to find. Or how the place they're currently in is not good enough because it's not conducive to getting laid. A sports bar? I'm gonna go somewhere where there's some fucking girls. Oh, okay, dude. Hey, have fun. Enjoy your life of overcompensating for your lack of not getting fucking laid. There's only one reason why so there's two fucking possible reasons why somebody would do this. Either it's true that they completely just do nothing but fuck girls, or they never do. So there's someone that can easily brag about doing that, or there's all the other people who never fucking do. And okay, maybe there's another clause. That's kind of partly in the never do category. Gay dudes who are afraid of being gay. And I'm going to say that most of these guys who go out of their way to talk about, hey, if we don't hire her, dude, it's a crime. Look at her tits. do you have to explain that to another guy? Do you have to? Do you honestly think that there's a guy that doesn't notice a set of fucking tits in the room? If they were in the room, that you have to point them out and be the one to describe how fucking great they were to everybody? Like, no one else fucking saw it? You know what I would do to it? I'd beat it up! Oh, you would? You would. You'd go pretty hard with it, wouldn't you? You untouched, fucking questionably straight... fucking asshole. Dude. Nothing I like better than a set of tits. We get it, you fuck. So fucking irritated with that shit. And I don't know even where that fucking came from. I kind of run by people. And I ran by a few of them at the mall when we were trapped in that fucking sleeper cell of pain and fucking waiting that was the mall. They always have the striped collared shirt buttoned with a fucking wife beater and like fucking sharp shoes, really pointy fucking shoes at the mall wearing fucking sunglasses. I don't know. Dude, you know where I'm going to go is I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret. That's where you get the broads. Okay. So you can't do anything. Everything you do is just an excuse for you to mention how much you love fucking vagina. Just fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing. Keith Fu is saying, my least favorite line from one of those pricks. She can't wrestle. But you should see her box. And I don't know why that's the noise I make. I guess because maybe it's some kind of Andrew Dice Clay thing, but I always picture that's how someone so fucking pathetic has to laugh. Like, they can't laugh, and they can't genuinely feel anything. So they have to let a little of their soul squeeze through a pore, and it's just fucking painful. Yeah. Goatweed says, the dudes who brag are the ones who never get laid. And that's exactly what I think. That's exactly how I fucking feel. Yeah, not for nothing. Last year, 3 broads. Same time. Oh, yeah, really? Good. Because we were just talking about MMA. I don't know why you decided that Brock Lesnar losing was a good opportunity for you to fucking inject your imaginary fucking fantasy story. Like, I guess 2 guys grappling in a fucking octagon really sparked that one memory, that one synapse of you supposedly having sex. You started thinking about sex when men were punching each other and grabbing onto each other. I don't know. It's very fucking queer to me. It's very faggoted. And I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. And I would never want to be that dude. I would never want to find myself in a position where I need to do that. I need to brag about something I'm not because I desperately want to be that. I feel fucking just sad for somebody like that. Like, you're painting your entire life on some imaginary fucking happening that really no one gives a shit about. As my fucking dog decides to tear something to shreds. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God. Well, I had a cardboard box. And I say had because it's now in shreds on the floor. And usually I put Teddy away in a smaller crate in the other room. But I've since moved that one to my house so that we can bring him with us when we do some work. And we have a place for him to sleep if we're there for a while. Whatever. But so I don't have the crate. So I have to keep him around. And he's decided to chew this box into fucking shreds. And you know what? Maybe he needs it. Maybe he needs to take that cardboard and choke it down and soak up whatever's in him. Because having the week I did, I was pretty exhausted. And I was petting the dog. And then watching a movie. And then I remember I woke up. And Teddy was in a crate. I looked over. He was in the crate. I was face down on the floor, like kind of on this dog bed. I was sleeping with my face in a dog bed. And I look up and I see shredded papers everywhere and a broken pen. And I start cleaning it up. And then I see a Milky Way wrapper. And I see a Hershey's with almonds wrapper. and I look, and there's a little bit of the Hershey's with almonds in it. And it's just, it's chewed and shredded and shit. So I know it's not like Amanda just saying like, ah, fuck it, he'll pick it up later. No, it's obviously the dog got into some candy or some shit and ate a fucking entire Milky Way bar. And a Hershey's with almonds. And some of you who don't own dogs might think, well, who gives a fuck? I don't care. You know, fuck. Hey, how about this? Fuck your dog. Okay? I mean, you got me this far into the fucking thing. I don't care about your fucking dog. Well, let me just explain also to you who might not know that chocolate is poisonous to fucking dogs. And I hear that almonds aren't that good either. So I start fucking freaking out. I'm convinced my dog is going to fucking die. I'm convinced. I start looking up the articles, and this, it's almost as bad as when you have a swollen gland and you search Google for symptoms, and you think you have like fucking hypertension, cancer, leprosy, and fucking testicular torsions. And every other thing that, like, could easily have that as a symptom. Well, when you start looking up dogs eating chocolate, they have, like, 79 different fucking combinations of formulas. How much chocolate to how much dog weight. How many ounces of chocolate per pounds of weight? And I'm looking, I'm like, well, this one, this Milky Way bar says 2.5 ounces, and this one is one and a half ounces, and well, it's, you know, it's half eaten, so I guess it's, you know, half of that, and I'm doing the math and all that, and I find this one site, and it says, ask a vet a question, and I'm like, oh. All right, I'll post a question. It's like, chat now with Steve O, the vet of 20 years from this part of the country, and he's got this many. I'm like, okay, let's fucking do this. And so I ask my question. It's like, Dr. Steve O is ready to fucking talk to you about your dog. And I'm thinking, is this a scam? Am I about to get fucking scammed here? So I'm like, fuck it. I paid money. I put $5 down to talk to this fucking vet in a chat, and I said, will my dog die? Hey, mister, is my dog gonna die? Will my dog die if he eats a Milky Way bar and half of a Hershey's with almonds? And the guy goes, how much does the dog weigh? 25 pounds. And roughly how much candy did he consume? And I'm like, well, it's this many ounces. Let me do some calculations. So I'm like, fuck, I just paid five fucking, for this guy's gonna Google and just do the fucking math that I just fucking did. And he goes, your dog is going to be fine. How long has it been? It's been like an hour. I don't know. I fucking woke up face down in a shred of paper with fucking, I don't know. Basically, what happened is he was in the room here, and he hopped the gate, ran all around the house, found this candy, found a pen and paper, brought it down, shredded it, and then ran back up, I guess, woke my parents, and my parents just fucking put him in the cage and looked at their son sleeping face down on the fucking floor with his face in a disgusting dog bed where this dog's ass rests. Just, I had my face in a fucking dog bed. Fuck is wrong with me? Like, I had fucking goals. Okay? I had fucking dreams. And I have my nose in where there's fucking streaks and shit. But it's a round bed, so you'd never know. But anyway. So he basically, let me do some calculations. And he tells me, well, you know, if he would have to eat 17 pounds of or not pounds, 17 ounces of chocolate before it became toxic. So just let him rest. He may be sick for a day or two, but that's about it. And I'm like, fuck, okay, whatever. I'll just wait it out. I mean, he seemed okay. I had read some articles where, like, dogs go into seizures and shit, and like they fucking turn into maniacs, and they're like really hyperactive, and they like bite fucking people. Like, they bite people they would never dream of biting and shit. They turn into like the New Jersey Devil. They favor sandy soils and pine needles. And you know, I looked over at Teddy, and he's like, yeah, sees himself. Yes, if your dog starts doing Cosby impressions, then you might want to take him to a vet right away. There are emergency vet places. They, like, pets, actually, there is an actual emergency room for dogs. And if you get to the point where you have to take your dog to a fucking emergency room, be prepared to not be able to do college for your kid or renovate your house. Because you're going to be out like 10 grand. So basically, Teddy will never go to an emergency room. Teddy will be comforted until he meets his end. Teddy will be put in dog hospice, basically, is what I'm getting at. Because I'm not going to pay 10 grand for them to tell me, yeah, your dog's dead. Your dog, you know, there's nothing we can do. Your dog's got to die. But by the way, since you brought him here, and you already knew that, you still have to pay us. Because it doesn't matter what type of vet you have, whether it's the emergency room vet, or a chat room vet, you pay regardless of what the fucking advice is. Even if you already know the fucking answer, services are rendered. So you fucking pay. So I'm sorry, Teddy. Unless you become some kind of a fucking TV dog raking in a fucking salary, you're not gonna go, you're not gonna get the care you need. You're gonna be, we'll plant you somewhere in the yard, and that'll be that. But, he was fine. Like, I had always heard, you know, chocolate's fucking poison, dude. It'll fuck up their brain and shit. But I guess American chocolate doesn't have a lot of cocoa in it. It's got a lot of fucking fructose corn syrup and milk and shit, and it's all fucking just fattening garbage, and it's hardly chocolate. So, like, you can have even more of that. I'm pretty sure he can eat 1,000 pounds. He can eat a fucking Easter tree, a fucking pine tree made out of chocolate solid, and just fucking eat it and not even die. So he's fine. I felt really good about it, you know? Pet him a little bit. I'm like, I'm sorry about that. You know, I don't know how you got the thing. I'll watch you a little more. I'll take better care of you. I'll be a better owner. Teddy, I'll be a better owner for you. Put him in his crate. Went to work. Came home. And it was as though he had said, I don't know, 17 times on, you can't do that on television, in his fucking crate. There was about a half gallon of green slime and have almonds all over the fucking crate. By the time I got home, just covered. There was a dog bed in there. You would not have been able to tell. It was just like the Exorcist scene. Anything. Just think the most greenish, brownish, smelliest shit you could ever fucking find. Everywhere. And he's sitting in it. He's got nowhere he can go. Hey, Teddy, what are you doing? Get over here. Fucking, he's chewing up this fucking box. Stop. Stop it. Okay. But everywhere. Just green. But it was in the crate, so it was all there. I take it outside. I'll hose this shit down, right? The outside hoses have been turned off for the winter. I fucking scrubbed this thing with a pitcher of water, rubber gloves, and a rag. So I guess refusing to clean toilets for McDonald's finally caught up with me as I was scrubbing green dog ass projections out of a fucking shitty cotton bed on a driveway in freezing weather. So I took the bed, put it on the garbage can, cleaned out his little tray in the crate, put him in there, scraped the shit out of his ear hairs and feet, washed him up a little bit, pat him on the head, and he hasn't done it again since. So, if you have a dog and he eats a lot of chocolate, you could either drop $5 and talk to Dr. Steve O, web vet extraordinaire, or you could just wait it out. Because if he starts having a seizure, there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do? You can maybe induce vomiting. It's not going to work entirely. You got to get it right off the fucking bat. As soon as he swallows it, you got to pour salt down his mouth. Fucking make him puke. If it's an hour into it, it's already partially digested. Take him to the emergency room. There goes the new roof. Looks like you're going to have to get somebody to just fucking throw some tar on it and hope for the fucking best. Or probably buy another one. Buy another dog, looks exactly like it. Take $150, get some training. Call him the old name. I mean, you think about it. I look at this dog, and I'm like, God, I remember when he was little. I wish he was little again. Well, if he's sick, get another one that looks exactly like him, and he'll be little again. But still, you have a connection with your fucking dog. When your dog dies, it's going to be... like, when his dog dies, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be a terrible thing. Because I do love my dog. Stop chewing the fucking box. There's no box anymore. I just looked over. He is sitting atop a pile of just shredded paper. They slap each other with the hot mops. One of the guys, his friends, he fired his friends through my fucking window. Thinks he's cute. Sorry. Jerky Boys references. Being fired about in the chat room. What am I supposed to do? Not try and quote the entire fucking thing? Anyway. I want to say to everybody who listens to this that I really appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact that you continue to tune in and download these episodes. I know this one's been a bit of a scatterbrained one. And I apologize for missing a few episodes. I hope you understand. And I'd like to encourage you to go on iTunes, download all of the shows that are on the recommended page of Hear Us Talk, hearustalk.com/recommended, and give a 5-star review. Give a 5-star fucking review, even if you've never heard it. 5 stars. And you know what? Drop a sentence and say, you know what? This is the best fucking show that I've ever heard. And do it for all of the shows. Davey Mac Sports Show. Best in Show Radio. Not the show. The Awful Hour. Okay? Hate Us Talk. Everybody on HearUsTalk.com/recommended. And also, while you're at it, go check out HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Rorschach has been very, very supportive of us. Why couldn't I say that? Supportive of us. Wow, it's really fucked up. I couldn't say that. But anyway, DJNewStyleShow.com. Download all the other episodes. And maybe remember what a good one sounded like. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've got nothing else to say. See you next week. The Funky Monkeys is in town. Eat our shit and suck our dicks.